This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Nice to chat to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. I thought the story was interesting that Jewish leaders have called for rapper Ye, as in Kanye, to be denied a visa to visit Australia. Obviously, I'm assuming that's because of his anti-Semitic tirades.
Well, that's exactly right. And just to remind anybody who's missed the massive kerfuffle, you know, in recent days, came out with the most horrendous anti-Semitic tirades, and one of them calling for death, as in D-A-T-H, DEFCON 3 against Jewish people, quote unquote. And it's obviously a mispronunciation of D-E-F for Freddy DEFCON, which is what the U.S. military term for, you know, serious escalation. And so he says DEFCON 3 against the Jewish people, which was condemned around the world, that horrendous remark. He, of course, denies being anti-Semitic. And now, apparently, he's due to be visiting Australia within the next few days. And the reason for that is to meet the family of a woman named Bianca Censori, who is apparently his new wife. And she has family here in Australia and in a just outside Melbourne, a place called Ivanhoe, of all things. And they're supposedly due to visit his wife or his partner's family. And so now the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, which is our national representative, has requested a meeting with the minister, with the relevant government minister, and has requested that Ye be denied a visa, and references the Migration Act, which states specifically that when someone comes to visit this country, they need to pass a character test, that they need to be a person of good character. The Executive Council of Australian Jury has said is that he does not pass the character test as specified in the Migration Act, and that refusing him a visa would be in the national interest. They've also, and also the fact that he's a musician means that any musician of note, which he obviously is, exercises enormous influence, and particularly among younger people, and the Jewish organization has requested a meeting with the minister to further make the case. So, and given Ye's notoriety, I have no doubt that this issue will escalate before it goes away.
Has this happened before? How often has Australia denied people? I guess it could happen a lot. We just don't hear about it.
Yes, and that's an interesting question. It has happened a fair amount over three decades that I've been living in this country. I couldn't give you a number of how many over the years, but there have been, you know, and names of particular interest to this audience, to your listeners, world-known Holocaust deniers, for example. Have been refused visas in this country over the years. And then others who also, in the name of, you know, anti-Semitism, have racist or anti-Semitic songs in their repertoires. And typically there'll be people who have access to a big microphone. So well-known singers, academics, who have a horrendous history. So it's not unprecedented by any means. And there have been a number of occasions over the years. I couldn't remember at the top of my head when the last one was where someone was refused a visa because of failing to pass the good character test. But it does happen from time to time, by all means.
It's just to be clear, I know when South Africans visit Australia, they need to get a visa. What is the situation with visitors from the United States? Is that something they would apply for in advance, or they would get a visa issued just at the airport?
My understanding is it's something they would apply for in advance. So he would have to have a visa. And in fact, totally unconnected, but not. A year ago right now we have the Australian Open tennis. Listeners might remember the kerfuffle a year ago when Novak Djokovic,
of course,
who's world ranked and top ranked in the world, and refused to be vaccinated. And eventually was, and arrived, was was essentially locked up and then was, you know, expelled from the country. I mean, there was, I mean, obviously other reasons, nothing to do with these sorts of issues, but be it people need to get visas beforehand. The kerfuffle was that he was given a visa despite refusing to be vaccinated. And this is, you know, in the middle of COVID. I mean, that was in the middle of COVID, not this is. A different issue, but yes, it does happen. It does happen if for whatever reason the country or the laws deem someone to be not of good character or should not be allowed to leave the country. Australia is an island, to remind people, and so there's a lot of there's sensitivity around the fact that it is an island and people shouldn't come in with diseases, not to put to find a point for that one. Or whatever, you know, if that can cause social unrest. And that's obviously the case which is being made now.
Absolutely.
In regard to...
Well, it'll be interesting to see where the story goes. Anton L. saying, say nay to yay. That's quite a nice, that's quite a nice slogan. Palestinian physicians. Yeah. So if you're looking for a slogan, you can take that one from a Chai FM, listener, Morning Mayhem listener, say nay to yay.
I'll pass it.
Palestinian physicians to train in Israeli hospitals on fellowships, and they've been funded by an Australian philanthropist. Tell us about this.
So this, the genesis of this is a tragic story. A young Arab Israeli student who was studying at La Trobe University, one of the universities in Melbourne.
Oh, I remember the story, yeah.
So 4 years ago now, 2019,
wow,
was just tragically murdered walking along the street just by, you know, some terrible person. And just a tragic story, you know, nothing to do with politics, but, you know, just she just sadly was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And it sort of reverberates certainly around this country to such a senseless murder. And this picture of this beautiful young woman, you know, was plastered all over the media. And we've spoken before about the Rosanna, Project Rosanna, which was founded by an inspirational guy out of Melbourne, Dr. Ron Finkel. And basically, and Project Rosanna, its mission is all about promoting understanding between Israelis and Palestinians through health. And at the same time, building Palestinian health capacity. And so what has happened now in the aftermath of the tragedy of the murder of this young woman is that the Gandel Foundation, which is a philanthropic foundation funded by members of the Jewish community in Melbourne, have funded two scholarships for Palestinian pediatric specialists to study at hospitals in Tel Aviv, one at Sheba Hospital, one at Ichilov Hospital, both in Tel Aviv. And one is a pediatric ophthalmologist and the other one pediatric intensive care. And they are now both these Palestinian specialists to receive scholarships, fellowships to study at and advance their skill set at Israeli hospitals in the name of this young woman who was murdered. So it's a positive outcome out of what was just, in a senseless, terrible, terrible tragedy.
Unbelievable. And yeah, at least again, something positive coming out of it. And then finally, the number of Australians who visited Israel in the last year.
Yes, so 26,000 Australian visitors went to Israel in 2022. And obviously now this is when Israel, as in the rest of the world, is reopening its doors to tourism. And now when one thinks that the Jewish population of Australia is only 120,000, and last year 26,000, and obviously not all Jewish, but 26,000 Australians visited Israel, that's a significant number. But then, if you think that's a significant number, in 2019, right before COVID, 54,000 Australians visited Israel in 1 year. 54,000. That is a lot of people when the Jewish community of this country is only 120,000. So, interesting numbers. And obviously, you know, the numbers on the way back up. When I say post COVID, I mean, I say that, you know, obviously carefully.
Yes, I think we're in post-pandemic. I don't think we're post-COVID because I think COVID's going to be around as an illness for some time. And I think the world has just adjusted how we view that. Incredible to see these numbers and to see how this flow between the two countries has started to improve. And it's remarkable.
It is. Exactly right. And in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, it was actually while you were having your end of year break.
Mm-hmm.
One of the stories which I mentioned to you when I spoke to Kathy was that there was due to be that day that we spoke, the Tuesday that we spoke, the largest ever single gathering of Australians in Israel. And 1,100 Australians were due to meet on that particular day. And they were all either alumni or family or parents of Mount Scopus, which is the largest Jewish school in Melbourne and the oldest Jewish school in Melbourne. It's a school of around 2,000 students, but it has such a large community, as in graduates and alumni and parents and what have you, that 1,100 Mount Scopus people, if I can put it that way, were due to meet that day in Israel alone, the largest ever single gathering of Australians in Israel.
Absolutely.
So certainly there's traffic happening in that direction.
Vic Eladef, thank you. As always, Vic brings us the Australian Report every Tuesday at 6:50. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning.